While male bosses run to the courts to block Democratic action, postal workers defiant Socialist Party members in CWU Royal Mail management have declared all-out war on the Communication Workers Union, CWU, and 115,000 postal workers. While officially taking part in talks at ACUS, they made a legal challenge to the Communication Workers Union, CWU, against its 19 days of rolling functional action. Now they have made a new 2-year pay offer of below inflation rises, plus imposition of a lesser rate for new starters, and bringing owner drivers into the company. Correctly, the CWU's postal executive is calling further strike action. There was already huge anger from members at management, again resorting to threats of legal injunctions to stop democratically agreed action. At an emergency online meeting on Sunday, the 30th of October, called at a few hours' notice, over 15,000 CWU members took part. It's clear that it is the effectiveness of the rolling action, in the busiest pre-Christmas period, that has seen Royal Mail reverting to using the anti-trade union laws to stop the strikes, just as they did in 2019. Then, outrageously, unelected judges ruled out a massive strike vote. The CWU postal executive decided to suspend the rolling action, rather than risk having any further strike action ruled out. It is vital that the union looks to maintain the momentum of the dispute and ups the ante. The executive has already called all-out national strikes on November 12th and 14th, and it was meeting on Tuesday the 1st of November to agree further dates for strike action. They should do a belt and braces review of the strike details and procedures, and then urgently reissue notice for the rolling action alongside further national strikes, looking to coordinate with CWU members in BT and Open Reach, and other workers taking action. Socialist Party members have consistently argued that the union should launch a public strike fund, and welcomes the decision to do so. It is needed more than ever, both to cover the hardship of striking members, and also to mobilize the rest of the trade union movement and working class communities in support of the action. Now it is becoming clear that a support group network is required. This will galvanize workers all over the country, and show the support postal workers command. CWU branches should spearhead this, in conjunction with local trades councils and union bodies. It is also becoming clearer to more and more postal workers that the only long-term solution is to fight for democratic socialist nationalization of the postal and telecommunications services. The offensive by Royal Mail comes at the same time as the Tories look to bring in even more restrictive anti-union laws, for the same reasons as Royal Mail, to attack our ability to defend our members from the boss's offensive. But they can be defeated. The whole trade union movement must be prepared to take united decisive action, on the scale of a 24-hour general strike, if such measures are implemented. And it's also vital that the CWU takes the lead in calling for coordinated strike action across the private and public sectors, against brutal employers like Royal Mail and BT and their Tory political backers.